This is the California Report. I'm Alex Hall in Fresno. Glenn Burke is not a household name for most baseball fans, even though he played for both the LA Dodgers and Oakland A's in the late 70s. But Burke's legacy off the field resonates today, especially during Pride Month. That's because Burke was the first Major League Baseball player to come out publicly as gay. The A's are celebrating Glenn Burke Pride Night in Oakland this evening, and the Dodgers honored Burke during the team's Pride Night earlier this month. For more on Glenn Burke's career and legacy, the California Report's Keith Mizuguchi spoke with author Andrew Marinus, who wrote the book Singled Out, The True Story of Glenn Burke.
As a minor league baseball player, he did quite well. He hit over 300, I think, five times as a minor leaguer. He set stolen base records in a couple of different leagues that he played in. And Dodgers coach Junior Gilliam said that Glenn had the potential to be the next Willie Mays, which is quite high praise. When he made it up to the Dodgers briefly in 1976, but really his rookie season was 77 season, Dodgers end up going to the World Series. And Glenn played an important role on that team as a rookie fourth outfielder, playing quite a bit in center field after the starting center fielder Rick Monday was injured. And more important even than Glenn's playing ability that year was just his personality. Dusty Baker and Davey Lopes both told me he was the most popular player on the team.
Glenn Burke was traded very early on in his career with the Dodgers, and for a player that, as you mentioned, showed the type of potential being compared to one of the all-time greats in baseball history, Willie Mays, that just doesn't happen very often. I imagine there was a lot of shock coming from his teammates within the Dodgers organization.
You know, to show the sort of the status that Glenn had in the organization at that time, he started two games in the National League Championship Series in 1977 against the Phillies. He started game one of the World Series at Yankee Stadium. And so after that 1977 season, there was a meeting scheduled between Glenn and Al Campanis, the general manager of the Dodgers up in Oakland. And Glenn thought it was a meeting to talk about what his role would be on the team the next year. Instead, Campanis had arrived to try to convince Glenn to cover up his sexuality. By this point, not only did Glenn's teammates know that he was gay, but management did too. Importantly, Tommy Lasorda, whose own son, Tommy Jr., was gay, knew about it and did not approve of the friendship that Glenn had struck up with Tommy Jr. And so Campanis told Glenn Burke in this meeting in the offseason after the 77 season that he would like Glenn to get married. And Glenn said, to a woman? And when Campanis said yes, Burke said he wasn't going to do that. Campanis then offered him $75,000 for a nice honeymoon, which would be a heck of a honeymoon now, let alone in 1977. And Glenn realized it was really a bribe to cover up who he was. Glenn refused to go along with it, knowing that that meant his days with the Dodgers were numbered. And so by the time spring training rolls around in 1978, there are already articles in the Los Angeles papers about how the Dodgers were losing confidence in Glenn Burke. The reporters didn't know why, and Campanis and Lasorda weren't saying why. They were saying it had more to do with Glenn's playing ability, but there are other reasons why they wanted to get rid of him. And so he was traded early in that 78 season to Oakland for Billy North, a veteran outfielder.
It took the Dodgers until this season and this month to finally honor Glenn Burke on Pride Night. Why do you think it took the team so long to do so?
Yeah, I was disappointed incredibly that it took the Dodgers so long. I mean, it's wonderful that Glenn was honored and is honored by the Oakland A's in his hometown. But the Dodgers are the team that drafted him. It's the team that he came up in the minor leagues for. It's the team that he played in the World Series for. And that's the team that I think has the credibility because of, not in spite of, their mistreatment of Glenn to do the most meaningful work on this issue that still plagues Major League Baseball and how it treats its gay fans, how closeted gay players in the major leagues, how they may feel about how they would be treated by their teammates or by management. And so it was incredibly disappointing that the Dodgers waited so long. I think it had to do with the power of Tommy Lasorda. While he was living, I do not think the Dodgers wanted to sort of bring up what they thought was a painful or embarrassing moment in their past that was so directly tied to this legendary manager of the team. And so it's not too surprising to me that here a year or so after Lasorda has passed away, that, and that issue is removed a little bit, that they decided to honor Glenn.
Andrew Marinus is the author of Singled Out, The True Story of Glenn Burke. Andrew, thanks so much for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Keith.